From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio. French jets are attacking ISIS targets in an attempt to disrupt supply lines and command and control after the attacks in Paris on Friday. But let's talk about ways that countries might interrupt funding for ISIS, ISIL, or Daesh, as it's sometimes called. Louise Shelley is the director of the Terrorism Transnational Crime and Corruption Center and a professor at the School of Policy, Government, and International Affairs at George Mason University. We reached her today in Rome. Dr. Shelley, where's the money coming from for ISIS, this movement, if you want to call it that?
The money comes from many different activities. ISIS is a diversified criminal business. And part of the money for ISIS comes from illicit trade. So in Iraq and Syria, it comes from oil trade. It comes from extortion. In Europe, funding for this activity comes from petty criminal activity that the supporters of ISIS are engaged in. In fact, the one identified terrorist in the French attacks had been convicted 8 times for participation in petty crime. He'd been convicted eight times by the French authorities previously.
Now, on the oil sales, we've done some reporting in the past on these small refining operations. They're trying to sell. Who would buy illicit oil?
Unfortunately, there are many buyers for illicit oil. There are buyers in Syria. There's oil that's smuggled through Turkey. In the past, it's been smuggled into Kurdish Iraq. People are willing to buy oil at cheaper prices.
ISIS has this social media campaign to attract international recruits. But once these recruits show up, they have to feed them, house them. This stuff requires, well, one would think, serious money.
It does require serious money. But when these foreign fighters come, they also do things to raise money. So they, in many cases, are required to have 3 or 4 months of financial support with them when they join ISIS. So sometimes they sell their passports. They raise money through engaging in small-scale crime in Europe, just as it seems that this one of the terrorists who killed himself had gone to Syria before, and he had had a history of criminal activity. So some of this comes out of money that's generated outside the region that helps fund these foreign fighters. They get some salary, but they're paid below market value because of their commitment to the ideology. So they're getting them on the cheap.
French authorities are drawing a line from the terrible attacks on Friday to possibly planning that happened across the border in Belgium. Now, Belgium comes up in your book, Professor, Dirty Entanglements.
Yes, it does. In fact, I wrote about a community in Belgium in my book that was a meeting place of crime and terrorism. I described there how at one police raid that was conducted in this neighborhood, they found a model of the London subways before the attack on the London subways occurred. So this is an area that has been a hot spot for the meeting of crime and terrorism since at least the mid-2000s.
George Mason's Louise Shelley is director of the Terrorism Transnational Crime and Corruption Center. We reached her in the Italian capital today. Dr. Shelley, thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.